Along with Bob Marley and Fela, King Sunny Ade is a founding figure in current world music. Although Ade's juju music has never quite caught on, critic Milo Miles listened to King Sunny Ade's latest release and says the king shouldn't be counted out.
Ah, jiggy jiggy shapa.
The king is back. Well, at least he's released his most vigorous record in about 10 years. It's called Odu, and it's solid proof that there is life for world music stars even after their American bandwagon crashes into the ditch. There's nothing tragic about King Sunny's failure to conquer America in the 1980s, but it's a good cautionary tale. About 15 years ago, King Sunny Ade looked like a guaranteed world music sensation, maybe with enough charisma to fill the gap left by the death of Bob Marley. Ade led a crack 20-member band that played a dramatic non-stop dance music that was the rage of Nigeria, the most populous country in Africa. Floating on waves of polyrhythms, juju was always in motion. Seeming in full flight, Ade's band would stop on a dime, so talking drums or hot electric guitars or high-stepping dancers could solo. His American shows revealed the power of modern African music to whoever saw them. But not enough people saw them, and King Sunny couldn't get a radio hit. Though his songs had hooks, it's hard to get a tune in the top 40 if the listeners can't follow all the beats or understand the language. King Sunny did not do no Macarena. He was already a superstar in Nigeria, and nobody ever came up with a way to repeat the process in this country. Then King Sunny's band mutinied during a tour of Japan, and he went home a sadder but wiser performer. In the modern media world, you can become famous without doing much of anything. But as always, you can do everything and still not become famous.
Kori mi lana ile adura wa ma beko mi wa lo tuti mlo
But hey, though other people might determine if you're a star, you decide if you're a professional. And King Sunny has been keeping up the good work habits ever since his dark days more than 10 years ago. Not with much success, mind you. His new band has had a hard time matching the sparkle of the old outfit. He's put out a couple of routine live albums, and his last studio release seemed to be a misguided effort to squeeze his expansive jams into 3-minute singles. Odu is not a style breakthrough for King Sunny, but innovation in juju is a matter of inches, so I'll settle for satisfying reworkings of some old tunes, the slinky new organ solos by Jonas Samuel, and above all, the balanced mix and warm sound of the recording done at Dockside Studio in Louisiana. Sunny Ade has never sounded as clear, natural, and relaxed. You also get a lyric sheet with many bits of wisdom from the Yoruban people, which are keys to King Sunny's sense of style. As one line puts it, the grass that the elephant steps on has been stepped on definitively. Take heed.
Milo Miles is features editor for Soundstone.com.